You know, I didn't know if you were petting your dog or if you were strumming her like a guitar.
I'm strumming her like a guitar.
Okay, that's what it looks like. Got Caitlin here with Mocha. Mocha's in her lap, and I just look up, and I just see her, like, strumming this dog like a guitar.
to the music.
But the dog really likes it, so I'm like, well, I guess she's petting her, too.
She was being whiny, so I had to put her in my lap to get her to be quiet so we could record.
It's pretty funny. You got, like, a 40-pound dog in your lap. Just...
She's not 40 pounds. She's 25.
Oh, okay.
Well. And if all you wondering out there, well, why don't you just close the door to the room so she can't get in the room and then she won't bother you. She'll just scream outside the door.
She'll make
which you would hear on the recording. So it's this or
yeah,
this is the best option.
So we'll be here with Mocha for the next 40 minutes stroking this dog to keep her happy.
If I leave her by herself, she just cries. So
I know. She's very needy.
Anyway, thanks for joining us, y'all.
Hey, guys. We are here in episode 102.
Mm-hmm.
102. Law and Disorder. Let's thank the sponsors real quick. Let's thank Wave Space Audio for the music, as always. And Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish and Google product needs.
Thanks, guys.
And we are here, and we are deep into the holiday season.
Yes.
The Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
And
Christmas is a week away.
Yes. And it is a lot of money talk on this episode.
Yeah. I don't know if you're feeling it, but I have been trying to budget more this year on my Christmas presents and what I'm doing. And I think a big reason for that is inflation this year has been insane.
That's the best way to say it. Just insane.
Yeah. If you want to feel poor... This past year will make you feel poor.
Yes, 100%.
So the reason I bring this up is, you know, it's the Christmas season. It's almost here. I think, you know, a lot of people, whether you're shopping for a lot or a little bit, this is the time of year you're doing it. But I found this interesting article from CNBC. They did a survey, and basically it's saying that 2 in 5 Americans are going to have to change their shopping habits this year to save money.
Wow, that many people?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the time of year when people, like, splurge a little more.
They make the impulse buy.
Well, they make the impulse buy a little more. You know, all the Black Friday stuff and Cyber Monday and...
And the main reason for this is because... it's not just that Christmas presents cost more, but the cost of everyday living items has gone up. So a lot of people just cannot afford the Christmas stuff because they've had to budget their money out to buy, you know, groceries.
Yeah.
Normal things that they need that shouldn't cost that much, they now have to pay for. And now that they don't have enough money for Christmas presents. So, yeah, 40% of the survey respondents by the survey from CNBC says that they're going to have to change the way that they shop for holidays this year. I think the price for groceries in the past year has increased 13.5%, which means holiday dinner items are more expensive than last year. Your standards like milk, flour, butter.
Eggs.
Butter is so expensive.
Yeah.
Butter used to be one of those cheap things. And now whenever I buy butter at the store, I buy whatever is the cheapest.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Mm-hmm. I bought cereal the other day.
Oh, cereal.
It was like $6.50 for a thing of cereal.
I don't buy cereal anymore.
I hadn't bought cereal in a while. And for some reason, I've been wanting cereal. And I went to the store and I was like, $6.50 for cereal? Like $6.50.
And was that the family size box
or
the normal?
It was the family size one, but... The same family size one would cost me like $4.50, maybe $5 on a bad day. $6.50?
Mm-hmm.
Holy frere.
I know.
I had to stop myself from cussing there. I was so like,
Yeah, so because of this, it's just I wanted to just throw the numbers out here that this survey came out with. So not only did 40% of people say they're buying fewer items, 21% said that they'd be purchasing gifts from cheaper brands,
mm-hmm.
and 41% are saying they're looking for coupons before they buy, or a sale or a discount. And 17% of shoppers are going to be making more DIY gifts instead of buying something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the remaining, I don't want to say remaining, but 11% also said that they are going to be giving used or secondhand items as presents.
So the one thing I noticed, you know, like Black Friday time, I actually had to go to the store on Black Friday. I had to go to Walmart. My dogs eat a brand of food that they only have at like specialty dog stores like Petco or PetSmart, but they also have it at Walmart. And they were out of food. I'm like, I gotta go to Walmart. And this is like breakfast time. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning for the dogs. And I was like, I'm driving over there and I go, oh crap, it's Black Friday. It's going to be a zoo. And I get there and there's nobody there.
Nope.
Nobody there. They had all their little sale signs up and all that, but it was like, it seemed like a normal Friday for the most part. And I was like, okay, you know, get my dog food and get out of here. And then later on, I saw that TikTok video that I shared with you, where some young lady went to Target and she kind of pointed out the flaw in Target's marketing. They had all these Black Friday prices, like TVs for $3.99 or whatever. But then, and they had the Black Friday price, and then she pulled out the little old price tag behind it, and it was their everyday price of the same $3.99. And it wasn't just one item. It was items all throughout the store. That all they did was just slap a Black Friday sticker on there and say, like, hey, it's on sale.
Well, it was on sale before, because I went down a rabbit hole with this, and I watched a lawyer on TikTok kind of explain this, because I was thinking, well, Target can't do that. That's false advertising. Isn't that breaking the law? It's still a sale, mm-hmm. because as long as the price is lower than the original for sale price, it's a sale, and you can call it whatever you want. But what's making everyone mad is that, so before Black Friday, let's say the TV was, you know, $399, mm-hmm. that was with a 30% off sale they were having, maybe for Thanksgiving, maybe for Halloween, whatever, or maybe it was like their best Labor Day sale, I don't know, 30% off. What's making people mad is that Black Friday used to be 80% off,
yeah,
90% off. So the fact that they didn't increase the percentage off and it's just a normal 30% off that I can get any other time of year, that's what's making people mad. And no one's buying it because it's supposed to be way cheaper. That's the whole point of Black Friday, and it's not.
Well, because the term Black Friday was, from a retail standpoint, they used that if they were having a bad year to get them into the black financially.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it meant. Is like, that's why they called it Black Friday. It really wasn't like a retail. It was more like an industry term. It wasn't something that should be like, shouldn't publicly be called Black Friday, but that's kind of what it comes down to, is that's that last ditch effort for the year as a company to get us out of the red into the black. So we're going to discount heavily. We're going to, you know, overstock stuff that we've had, you know, we've got a million of these TVs. We don't want them coming into next year, because in 2024, like the very first week of 2024 is when they have the expo with all the new models coming out, all the new electronics,
mm-hmm.
the Consumer Electronic Expo. They're like, we don't want to have all this old inventory. Let's push it out of here. That was the whole point of it. Let's push everything out for the year to wipe the slate clean and start over. And now it's like, it's not really a deal.
No.
At all. It's not a deal. It doesn't even feel like a deal. All you're doing is slapping deal on the freaking sign and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing.
Yeah, I watched several TikToks that were showing the same thing with the one you sent me. And all the big stores, Target, Walmart, Best Buy, all those big department stores that are normally crowded were empty. Now, I can't speak for how their online sales went, because I think a lot of that, too, is people can shop online, especially mm-hmm. since COVID. You can get everything online. You get a lot of free shipping. So I don't know how their online sales were. But no one wants, I don't know. It didn't surprise me that the stores themselves were not physically busy. That did not surprise me.
So I bought a bunch of stuff. I do the Christmas shopping for my mom and dad. Like, they always assign me, like, get a Christmas list from everybody and shop. Here's the credit card. Go, you know, here's the budget for each person. Go do your thing. And I have a list for, like, they want everybody to have a list. Kids, grandkids, whatever. There's like 20 people I buy for mom and dad. And I've done this since I was like 16. a long time now. And the one thing I've noticed this year, one, I've utilized a lot of Amazon, but there's been a ton of coupons. You know, Amazon has their own, like, or whoever the seller is, has a lot of coupons. And I've noticed that a lot of the items this year have a coupon. It's like, but you have to activate it. Like, you gotta, it's stupid. It's like, you can't give me the discount. I gotta push the little button, because I guess they're banking on the fact that I don't push the button. But there have been a lot of items this year that have had the coupon.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so competitive now. You can see, like, hey, this guy has it for $20. This guy has it here for $19. This guy here has it for $18. Well, the $20 guy's like, well, I'm going to give you a $4 coupon so you can be lower than everybody. So, yeah, it's very competitive right now to sell something. Because everybody is penny pinching. Everybody. That's a whole different story. Myrna was telling me that she read something that, like, how hard it is to be even upper middle class right now.
I think that is... To be upper middle class, I think, has changed. Like, I think you have to have more money.
Yeah. No, 100%.
You know, I think I grew up maybe middle to upper class. And I think now I wouldn't consider myself upper class. I would consider myself right in the middle again.
So the funny thing
is... And I'm making more money than my parents did at this age.
So the funny thing is, yeah, I grew up somewhere between lower and middle class. Sometimes we were middle class, but I think we were somewhere in between. We weren't that bad, but we weren't that good either. We were always making it and having a little bit extra. And yeah, I mean, I look at, like, on paper, I make really good money on paper. What the hell's, where's my money going to? I had this conversation with somebody the other day. I feel like I have less money this year than I had last year, and I'm making more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making significantly more, but I am making more. And I'm like, I wasn't struggling like this last year. I didn't feel like, you know, I was having to look at the bank account and be like, well, do I have that? You know, I don't know about you, but when I go to the grocery store, sometimes I am flabbergasted by what I just spent. You know? She sends you into the store to go buy, like, oh, we need milk and eggs to make dinner or something. I'm baking a cake. Go get this and that. It's like $30. I'm like, what? I spent, like, you get that little measly bag, and like, I spent $30 on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You go to freaking, so, I don't know about you, but I remember growing up, you went to Whataburger when times were good, because Whataburger was always a little bit more expensive. You know, it was like $9, $8. And, you know, everything else was like $4 or $5. Now you go to McDonald's and it's like $10, $12. And it's like Whataburger's like $14, $15. It's like, this is fast food. I just spent $12 on lunch.
Mm-hmm. Like, I remember as a kid growing up, I don't think we lived near Whataburger. I don't remember going there when I was little. But I do remember going to McDonald's a lot. And my little kid brain was like, oh, it's because my mom knows I like french fries and chicken nuggies. And then you get the little toy, right? No, it's because it was so cheap. I would get like the little Happy Meal, and my mom would get, you know, a burger and fries off the dollar menu or whatever they had back then. Maybe it was less than a dollar. I don't know. Because it was a cheap way to feed us kids, because there's three of us. There was me, my brother, and my sister. And if my mom was taking care of us that day, yeah, we'd go to McDonald's. We'd all get the food we liked. We'd get a toy. And she didn't, maybe for all three of us, she might have spent $10.
Yeah. It's even now. So, like, when Andrew goes and does, like, he goes hangs out with a friend, you know, parents always like, hey, I'll sell you some money, or I'll give you some cash or whatever. And now I feel like in the old days, I could give Andrew a 20 and I might not get any of it back, or I knew that he would spend most of it or some of it. But it's like, now it's like, let me give him 30 just in case. Like, is $30 going to cover him? Is $40? Because it's like a meal's like 10, even a kid's meal is like $12, $15. You don't go to you drop your kid off to go to the movies. You know how expensive it is to go to a movie right now?
I don't go to movies.
I mean, but I'm just saying, like, if you just think about it. You know, when I was little, my mom would give me $5, $7. Now I got to give my kid like $20, $30 to go have a similar night to what I used to have when I was his age. It's insane. And the money's not stretching any. I mean, you're not stretching the dollar anymore. You're not getting more bang for your buck. The one thing that I yesterday, I went and got gas Gas has gone down a little bit. I was pretty excited. I had $45 in my wallet, cash. And I was like, I'm going to put 40 in the car. And I'm going to go to the car wash with the other five. I almost filled up on $40. I was like maybe a gallon or two away from filling up. I was pretty shocked. I was like, "Woo, this is good." Like it was costing me like 60, 65 bucks at one point to fill up. You know, gas went down a lot over the last week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still expensive.
It is. And I read up on some tips that I'll go over with y'all on how to kind of make it, or maybe like if this trend continues for next year, what you can do to prepare.
It's not if. It's going to continue. It's going to be worse.
Even though they were saying that deflation is about to happen, like all the big corporations are freaking out because now there's going to be deflation because no one bought anything, but I'm looking forward to that. So some of the tips and tricks that they talked about, and these are some of the ones that I've done. So I'm kind of happy to know that what I've done works, and I think it works. The first one is to set up like a fund for Christmas, like a savings account mm-hmm. for Christmas. Specifically, like for Christmas or birthdays, I have a savings account that I designate for, I call it like entertainment and presents, is what I call it. So every time I get paid, I set aside what I need for my bills, my mortgage. I set aside whatever I need if I'm saving towards new furniture or a new car, we're saving up for a new car. And then I also save up in that savings account. I'll put money in there. And anytime it's someone's birthday, or maybe I want to go to the movies, or maybe I want to go to Six Flags, or just anything like that, Christmas presents, I use the money from that account. So I'm saving it up throughout the year. And that kind of helps me when it comes Christmas time, I can see what my overall budget is. And I'm able to, I know I can easily spend that money. It's not going to put me in the hole. And it kind of takes some of that stress and anxiety off of my plate. Mm-hmm. So I know what my budget is. I saved up all year. That's what this money is designated for. And it helps. And then you can keep it open. You don't have to spend it all either. You can save it for the next year, the next birthday.
My mom has done that my entire life. I don't know what it's called now, but they used to have what was called a Christmas Club account at the bank.
Oh my God, you used to tell me this.
And you would designate however much money you wanted to put in the bank on your paycheck. Uh-huh. And they would go specifically into that account. And you could deposit in it pretty much from like December to December for the most part. You couldn't pull it out until December or November or whatever. So it was designed specifically to be start depositing once that one's done. Like mm-hmm. once you've cashed that out, start depositing again. And I guess her bank still does it. So she still deposits in there every year. And
well, that's literally just like a scheduled or automatic deposit into an account, except she can't take it out until a certain time. I can take mine out whenever I want.
She's done that for my whole life, 40-something years.
That's awesome.
And that's how she does it. And obviously, as the family's gotten bigger, the deposits have gotten bigger. But yeah, that's her dedicated money. And she knows every, you know, November-ish, she's got X amount of dollars. Pull it out for the, you know. And she's like, well, here's the card. Go put what you got to do on it. And I'll pay it off, you know, when the bill comes. Because mm-hmm. she's got the money. And she's done that forever. And it's like, it doesn't sound like a lot, but when, you know, you do like 50 bucks a week or, you know, 25 bucks a week or whatever, it does add up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to consider. A lot of banks still do it, apparently.
Even if they don't do it, you can still do, you know, the whole savings account thing. You just have to be very self-disciplined and not spend that money unless it's spending towards what you intended.
That's why she did that.
If you don't have the self-control.
Mm-hmm. She did that because she wanted it to be dedicated just for that.
Yep.
And she's like, no matter what, even in hard times, I know I'm going to have that covered because I'm putting it in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to consider. What other money saving tips would you have?
They also said to start shopping early. Now I kind of take this as not shop early, like, oh, Black Friday is when I'll start shopping. I kind of start Christmas shopping in the summer, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The reason being is I like to buy things when they're off season because that's when they are the cheapest.
Oh, yeah.
So, for example, let's say you have a buddy who likes to go skiing, right? When you ski, you need a lot of stuff. You need skis, you need pants, you need boots, you need jackets, you need beanies, face coverings, gloves, all the works, right? Well, a lot of that stuff goes on sale and clearance in the summer because it's off season. So, like, if you this is your like if this is your good friend and you know they ski, maybe they live in Colorado, I don't know, and you walk into a sports store and you see that all that stuff is 80% off because it's, you know, June, buy it. They'll use it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're gonna want it. It doesn't go bad. And just, you know, and I get it. Not everyone can do that because that's not on your mind necessarily in June to shop for Christmas. But what I what's easy for me is I know the people I'm buying for, my family, and then maybe some of my closest friends. And I know them. I know what they like. I know what their interests are. I know what they like to do. Mm-hmm. So if I'm ever out somewhere and I see something related to their hobby or what they like, and I see that it's on sale, I look at it and I go, so-and-so would love this. Is it their birthday soon? No, their birthday just passed. Oh, but it's October. Maybe I'll buy this for them and hang on to it and give it to them at Christmas.
Right.
That's how I kind of do it. I don't know. Is that something that you think that like your family would do or you?
So one of the things that we do is regarding like Christmas decor. Because that stuff, like December 26th, that stuff like hits rock bottom. Mm-hmm. Prices just go way down. And we have, I mean, over the years, you know, we've been in our house almost a decade. So the house every year gets built up with Christmas decor. Outside gets built up with Christmas decor. And it's stuff that we've accumulated over time. But at the same time, it's like if we find it on sale, we're going to buy it. Because we know it's like, oh, well, we're going to use this. You know, all the Christmas scented like soaps and candles and all that stuff. It's like, we know we're going to use it every year. You know, we're just going to replenish certain things like the soaps and the candles.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, yeah, if I see something on sale the day after Christmas, I'm going to go buy it because I know I'm going to use it next year. Because some people, I mean, that's another expense. Like not only, especially if you host people, not only is it the cost of the food and then presents, but it's the cost of making your house feel festive. And those are things that nobody's going to know when you bought it. Nobody's going to know that you bought it in January or that you bought it in July or whatever. Nobody's going to know that. And it's actually cheaper right after Christmas because it's the farthest away from Christmas. You're going to get a better deal on those Christmas lights and the wreaths and all that stuff December 26th than you're going to get in June. You know, and especially if you're going to do something every year, you know, we have bins, we have like big totes for Christmas lights and for the decor and plates and all that. So yeah, it's like, hey, let's just buy it and chunk it in the bins and we'll look at it in the fall, you know, when we start getting ready to decorate. But it's like, then we've learned over the years that we're going to spend less money. We'll be out buying Christmas presents, whatever, but we're going to spend less money on stuff because that stuff, that little filler stuff that you put in every nook and cranny of your house to make it look festive, that stuff adds up really quick. You go to like Hobby Lobby and you'll drop $200 or $300 in there, no problem. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll do the same thing the next year and the year after that. I mean, you literally, like if you're my mom or Myrna, like their houses or our houses, I mean, we've got like probably thousands of dollars worth of like Christmas stuff that just comes out for what, 2 months of the year, 3 months of the year? So yeah, like it's an investment, you know, spend that money wisely. That, like I said, those lights cost $20 right now, weeks before Christmas, but those same lights might cost $2 or $5.
I tried to do that 1 year and it works. Like you get the cheap stuff. But my problem was, I remember I went to At Home the day after Christmas, and this was just a couple years ago, because I have a house now and I'm like, okay, I can start stocking up and investing in some permanent Christmas decor. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what I want, but I'll go the day after Christmas when it's cheap, and I don't mind buying it when it's cheap. Sergio, I walked into that store and there was nothing left.
Really?
It was all sold. All they had left were like these little ugly white Christmas trees left, like in the boxes. All the Christmas trees were gone. All the ornaments were gone. All the garland, all the bows, like everything. And I don't mean gone like employees went in there and took it all out and left empty shelves to bring in the Easter stuff. It was all sold.
Well,
and I couldn't believe it because I'm like, times are tough. There's going to be so much there. And I went when the store opened. It's not like I went at the end of the day when it was all sold.
Well, another thing to consider too is that a lot of these stores, even Christmas, which is the biggest season, but a lot of these stores start clearing their stuff out a little earlier and earlier each year. So yes. What would have been the 26th is now like a week before Christmas, 2 weeks before Christmas. They already got it on clearance because they're like, well, if you done bought this tree, like if you were going to use it this year, you done bought it. Nobody's going to buy it last minute. Nobody's going to buy that wreath last minute.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to magically get on the roof and start decorating a week before Christmas. You know, so some of this stuff is already on clearance. So, you know, maybe start looking at that stuff. You know, you might get a better discount the day after Christmas, but you're probably going to get a pretty significant discount a week or two before. So that's something to consider. You know, I don't know. Food. Like, you can buy a turkey. Like, if you're going to cook a turkey or a ham or whatever, you can buy that stuff like months ago. Freeze it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my mom does. My mom buys, she buys stuff like brisket and turkey and ham because she's like, every Christmas, I'm going to do a ham. I'm going to do a turkey every Thanksgiving. I'm going to do a brisket, you know, X amount of times a year for cookouts, whatever. She buys that stuff anytime she finds it on sale. She has a deep freezer that she bought literally like 25 years ago that's still rocking and rolling. The deep freezer is probably one of the best investments you will ever make. They're not that expensive long term and they'll last forever. But, and she's got one that can fit a body in it. I mean, she's got one of them big old monster ones that you could, she could.
She just, I love that analogy.
She just needs to cut like my legs off and she can shove me in there. And it's just full of stuff and she knows. And she's like, I know what I have in here and I know what I need. Oh, I use this brisket for this cookout. I need to go buy another one. And it's like, oh, it's on sale.
Mm-hmm.
But like stuff like that, man, nobody cares that you bought that turkey 6 months ago. Those things are, I don't know how long they last in a freezer. They'll last forever. For a long time. They don't, not forever, but they'll get freezer burn at some point. But stuff like that, I mean, just with food,
mm-hmm.
you know?
I freeze a lot of my stuff. I do the same thing. I don't have a deep freeze, so I can't stock up too much. But whenever I go to the grocery store, I always run by the meat section.
Because
mm-hmm. if something is on sale or clearance, I buy it and I freeze it. That's how we're able to eat steak. So my store has a clearance meat section. And I don't know why they put it on clearance. Maybe it's like they had too much or maybe like the sell-by date is that day or the mm-hmm. next day. But I will get steaks in that section. I look at them. I'm like, okay, it's not bubbly. It's not got mold on it. There's nothing weird with it. But that's how I buy my steak is in the clearance section. And I might buy some three grocery trips in a row. And I might have a lot of steak in my freezer. But the point is I have it and I'm not spending full price on it because steak is pricey.
Yeah. But there's ways to save money on stuff like that. And then, you know what? And then that steak, maybe you end up using that for Christmas dinner or something, New Year's, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of ways to save money.
I have a third reason. And mm-hmm. the article talked about this. And they talked about it very nicely. But I'm going to say it in a way that I think is really going to resonate with people. So when it comes to your shopping, when it comes to coupons
mm-hmm.
or rebates or credit card points, anything like that, abuse the system. Abuse the heck out of it. And here's what I mean by that. There are, let's say you go grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of rebate apps that give you money or credit back for buying certain items.
Mm-hmm.
And there's dozens of them. Use all of them and get all of that back. My favorite one is an app called Ibotta.
Mm-hmm.
Ibotta, you can sponsor us if you want. But the reason I love Ibotta is because when you buy certain items that they list on their app, they give you money back for that. So like, let's say you bought cereal, the cereal that they talked about. Sometimes they'll give you like half your money back for it. Sometimes they give you the full price back. Not all the time, but like, let's say they're like, yeah, we'll give you $6 back towards the cereal. And if your cereal costs $6 at the store and you rebate it back, you essentially got the cereal for free.
Mm-hmm.
And how you get your money back is like, they can either send you like a check for it. So they'll mail you a check with the amount, or you can ask for it back in like Amazon gift cards or movie theater gift cards, Visa gift cards, stuff like that. I like to get mine back in Amazon credit because I use that credit towards my Amazon purchases. Specifically, I like to buy books with it because mm-hmm. I have a Kindle And so I use that money to buy books. So I'm essentially getting it all paid for.
You're getting your entertainment paid for.
Yeah. So like that's how I budget for my books. It's like, okay, well, I use the StreetBay app to get money into my Amazon account for free. And that's what I use to buy books off of.
Well, and I think another thing that people need to realize, there's always been like a stigma to like the couponers and stuff like that, like couponing and saving money. I don't know. And I never knew why there was a stigma to that. It's like, oh, you're poor. And I mean, but growing up, that's not like, you know, my mom would break out like a thing of coupons, you know, and you always look at people weird like that. But it's like, put your ego and your pride to the side, you know, save your money, save your money however you can. Do what you got to do to save your little money, because times aren't getting better. They're getting a little worse. Every month it gets a little worse, and at some point it's going to get better, but there's no like magic like wand that we can wave that says, hey, this is going to recover then. I mean, I'm in the car business, and I was told in 2020 that the market was going to recover in 2022. And now we're in 2023 at the end, and they're like, we're not quite sure when the market's going to recover. We really thought it was going to recover like a year and a half ago. So that's just things to consider, is like in 2020, when people were like, when they were giving everything away, when the mortgage rates were low and the car rates were low and everything was low, we were like, it's going to get worse. This isn't it. And here we are. And we're like, yeah, it's horrible. Like, what are we doing here? We're still here.
But and that's when I say abuse the system, I don't feel bad for saying that, because to your point, these are hard times and most likely they're going to get harder. And the people that can afford to lose money are these corporations that offer these coupons. Do you think they just like put out a coupon and hope and pray that, you know, people, only a certain amount of people will use it? There is underwriting, there is risk assessments that go into all these coupons, and they know what they could potentially lose with this.
Well, and that's the thing too, going back to that stigma thing, is that they know that there is a minority of people that are going to use it. They're banking on the fact that only 15, 20% of consumers are going to use it. I really want to know this. I don't know the statistic, but I want to know the statistic of how many people use coupons. I'm assuming it's pretty small. I'm assuming it's probably a quarter of Americans. They're banking on the fact that only those people are going to do it. And that there's an entire group of people that aren't even going to utilize that thing. And that's how they're going to make their money. Because they know Sally down the street's going to pay $6 for that, you know, those Frosted Flakes. You know, they're like, yeah, she's going to pay $6. She's not even going to bat an eye. And then there's going to be all those 25% of people that are going to get their discount or get their free cereal. You know, that minority needs to become the majority. And that's really how you swing the pendulum. That's really how you bring everything down, is they have to see that there is a real financial struggle. And that's something I think I said in a previous episode, is that rates and all that aren't going to go down until they see that there is a struggle and people are still continuing to buy. They're still continuing to spend their money. They're still continuing to stimulate the market. So it's like, there is no reason for rates to go down. There is no reason for the cost of milk to go down because you're spending the money. But if you push it down, if we as a collective are able to say, you know what, I'm not going to buy this anymore. I can't afford it. If enough people do it, they're going to say, well, we got to lower the price because we need to create, you know, a market for it again. But until we keep buying crap, we keep buying stuff.
Yeah. I mean, money makes the world go round, and that's what makes the economy keep moving forward. It's just...
But only people are the ones that dictate it. People, like, there's more of us than there are of them.
But they, even with us combined, they still have more money, which is the hard part.
They do. But, you know, it's still the holiday season. I don't want to end this on a drab.
No, I don't either. And that's not the whole point. The point of all of this is to say, we understand, we're with you, times are tough, and if you're feeling a little down this holiday season, maybe you're not able to get as much as you want, or that one thing you couldn't get for that one person, one, you're not alone, everyone's feeling it, and two, there are ways that you can kind of get around that to help you out maybe for the next year.
Well, and I would say that the big thing is your friends and your family, your real friends and your real family, they don't care about the stuff.
Oh, yeah, that too.
They're grateful for you. And it's all the thought that counts is very real. Like that saying is very real right now. You know, it's all about the effort. Put your ego to the side. If all you can afford is to spend 10 or 15 bucks on a gift, then spend it. Don't overextend yourself because you have to keep up with the Joneses because you're worried about what somebody's going to think about you. Your real friends are going to be happy that they got anything.
They'll be happy just to see you.
Yeah.
Have time with you.
So think about those things. You know, that's what this time is about, right? It's supposed to be about us, like, being, you know, loving towards one another, and, you know, we're supposed to...
What Christmas is really all about.
Yeah, it's the true meaning of Christmas.
Not presents.
No. So, that's what I want people to... That's how I think I want to end it, is I want you to remember it's all about the thought, and it's all about loving your friends and your family, and showing them you care about them, and being there for them. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about, man. Every year. That's what it's always about. I don't know...
I notice you haven't given me a present yet, Sergio. I'm just saying, but I love you, and you don't have, I can take a $10 gift from you, and I will appreciate it because you are my friend. I hate you. You love me.
See, and that's what it's about. I give you the gift of being able your to torture, presence. Being able to torture me.
All right.
Do we end it with Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays? How is it politically correct? What are we supposed to say?
Happy Merry whatever you celebrate.
Okay, Happy Merry whatever you celebrate. Mm-hmm. So, on behalf of myself and Miss Caitlin,
hey,
let's say thank you to Young Ideas Dish for all the Dish and Google product needs, and Wavespace Audio for providing the music. And we're gonna say, what is it? Happy
Merry whatever you celebrate.
Happy Merry whatever you celebrate.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys.